The Aleutians East Borough is closing its second school in 3 years. The school board voted last week to shut down the Cold Bay School, with state budget cuts looming and enrollment on the decline. As KUCB's Annie Ropik reports, locals are worried the closure could put the tiny community in jeopardy.
Sandy Lopez's twin boys, Matt and Zenny, are sixth graders at the Cold Bay School. The pair grew up in the town and celebrated their 12th birthdays at school on Friday. Cold Bay's four students are all in the same age group.
It's a real personal education, and, you know, they're very attached to each other. They've gone to this school their whole life, and, you know, they do very well.
Lopez says Cold Bay has been a safe, sheltering place to raise her kids, but her family and several others will likely have to move away when the town's school shuts its doors at the end of this semester. The Cold Bay School has had fewer than 10 students for 4 years now. That means it no longer receives state funding. Until now, the Aleutians East Borough School District has been paying for Cold Bay on its own. But this year, major state funding cuts could create a $500,000 deficit across the district. School Board President Tiffany Jackson says it would cost another $211,000 on top of that to keep the Cold Bay School open.
Nobody wants to be talking numbers because all of our children are so important. They're all so important. But just economically, we didn't think that we could absorb the cost.
The school district hasn't finalized its budget yet, but Jackson says they haven't asked the Aleutians East Borough for extra money to help keep Cold Bay afloat. The borough is already close to maxed out on its local contribution. They gave the schools about $1 million this year. The district decides how to dole that money out. Some residents have questioned why the borough couldn't spare funds for Cold Bay when it invests millions of dollars in capital projects elsewhere in the region. Borough Administrator Rick Gifford says they can't give much more than they already do.
We fund the schools based upon their budget and their budget request up to to as much as we are able to without going over the cap. And then we fund projects in each of the communities, hopefully to bring in economic development that will then bring in families to the communities.
Superintendent Michael Seifert says Aleutians East will reopen the Cold Bay School if enrollment rises above 10 kids again. But some parents aren't sure that'll be possible. Candace Shack has lived in Cold Bay for more than a decade and had hoped her 2-year-old daughter would go to school there. But now her family and most others with kids will have to relocate. Homeschooling isn't an option for parents who work. And Shack worries the community will start to dissolve.
It's going to leave us with really no room for growth. Cold Bay has so much potential, but I don't see people moving here with a family if there's no school.
Shack grew up in nearby Nelson Lagoon, which had its school closed 3 years ago. Enrollment hasn't bounced back, and soon the borough may have to tear the school building down.
The whole village is just falling to pieces. I hate to say that, but it really is. It's a really bad thing for the community to have that happen.
Cold Bay is more transient than most towns in the borough. It's not a fishing community or a native village, and most of its 100 or so residents are government employees. Many work at the airport, which is used for emergency stops by jets crossing the Pacific.
They can land here, and then the place that has the most room and bathrooms and a kitchen and all of that is the school.
That's teacher and principal Carrie Burkhart. Her school is also the tsunami shelter and a space for potlucks, open gym hours, and free shelter for travelers. Burkhart wishes the school board had given her an extra year to try to boost enrollment. With that time, she says locals could have recruited more families to the open jobs in Cold Bay. That's been tough with the school on the chopping block.
We were sorry to hear and to see that the weather station hired two families with children. They learned that the board was thinking of closing, and so they turned the jobs down. That was a great loss, and I feel as though we would have been all right.
Now the school building will be turned over to the borough, like the school in Nelson Lagoon. Burkhart says she hopes it'll be kept stocked with supplies in case it ever reopens. And whatever happens, she wants the district to remember Cold Bay's proud history.
1 year for Battle of the Books, Cold Bay took state. We've had kids who had perfect SAT scores. We've had all sorts of marvelous community members and people that go off in the world. This school has been vibrant and important to many families for many years.
She's hoping their last semester will be a strong finish to help students find some closure. Burkhart herself leaves a long legacy at the Cold Bay School. Her own daughters went there in the 1990s when there were 40 students and many more jobs in town. Now her daughters are in grad school, and Burkhart is looking for work. She says she's grateful for the district's offer of a placement at a different school, but she plans to move away too. In Unalaska, I'm Annie Ropeek.